The investigation into the death of Nora Qoran is continuing in Malaysia today, with the results of a post-mortem on the remains of the 15-year-old expected this lunchtime. Our reporter Jackie Fox is there. She's been telling me what's been happening.
So I'm here at the Tuanku Jaffar Hospital in Seremban, where the media have been here since around 9 o'clock this morning. It's just after 7:30 here this evening. We have been waiting for the results of a post-mortem examination taking place on the body of Nora Qoran. That was found yesterday just before 2 p.m. in the Dusan Rainforest Resort, around 2 kilometres from where she went missing. It was winched by a helicopter, her body, from that really difficult area in the Dusan Rainforest to this hospital here in Seremban, not too far away. And last night, Sebastian and Maeve Qoran identified the body as that of their missing teenager, Nora. So this morning, we saw some state pathologists come here to the hospital to conduct that post-mortem examination. It started around 10 o'clock local time. We were told then by police that there would be a press conference, that post-mortem we would get some results around 3 p.m. local time. Then that was pushed back to 5 p.m. and then as the media gathered at 5 p.m. for that press conference, it was pushed back again to 8 p.m. because they said that the medic teams that are examining the body needed another 2 hours to conduct their investigation. So just here at the moment, the media are gathering here again. That press conference is about to start within the next half an hour or so.
So you're expecting that to start. Has Nora's family been waiting there also today?
Well, what we understand is that Sebastian and Maeve were here at the hospital this morning. They were brought out through a back door in the hospital and brought back to the Dusan Rainforest Resort, where they're staying in kind of late morning. We haven't heard any reports that family members are here just yet. We are still waiting on some information. Hopefully within the next hour, police will hold that press conference and we might get some answers on what happened to Nora Qoran, who was missing for 10 days. Hundreds of rescue workers out looking for her every day. There was no sign, no trace of the missing teenager, and it was only yesterday around lunchtime we finally got a development in the search for her. But unfortunately, it was a tragic ending when her body was found.
And Jackie, we know that this story has been reported right around the world. What is the level of media interest there as you await that press conference to begin?
Well, at the moment, there is a lot of local media here. We have some international organisations as well, like the BBC, the Daily Mail. It's been the same team that has been here for the last couple of days covering this story and what has been happening. Everybody has been looking for answers, looking for some clues as to what happened to Nora at the moment. There are around 20 cameras pointing in the direction of the forensic unit here at the hospital at the moment. Journalists are sitting down on the wet ground. There were downpours here earlier. We've been here for around 10 hours waiting for some indication of when this press conference will start, and it looks like we will have some answers soon.
So that's Jackie Fox, who is outside the hospital in Malaysia waiting for that press conference to start. We believe it's going to start in the coming minutes. Whatever we're doing here on the News at One, we will interrupt it and go straight back to Jackie and find out what's being said there as and when it happens. We're expecting it, as I say, in the coming minutes.